You're listening to Sunday Magazine, a weekly public affairs presentation of this station. I'm Jessica Taylor, and on the phone with me is Jeffrey Vaughn, Executive Director of the Community Action Partnership of Cambria County. Good morning, Jeffrey, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start by having you tell us about Community Action Partnership. What type of individuals do you work with there, and how long it's been a part of the community?
Community Action Partnership is a private nonprofit 501c3 agency, much like a lot of other nonprofits. It's been around since about 1965, and CAP agencies were designed to serve low-income individuals in the county and fight poverty. So we work with individuals and families to do just that.
What is your mission?
Our mission statement is pretty simple, as many others are. It basically says that we work with eligible individuals and families in order to improve their quality of life or empower them to be more self-sufficient by offering advocacy, services, and support. CAP agencies try to work with individuals and not really hand out things as much as they try to help individuals be able to think for themselves, do for themselves. Some of our programs do have services, you know, that are handed out directly. There's a lot of other ones that involve teaching and coaching and instruction and helping these individuals to make good decisions on their own.
What types of programs are those?
We have a variety of programs. Some of our larger ones that people are familiar with are early childhood programs, or used to be called Head Start. These are for children ages 4 going into kindergarten, and we've expanded that to do early Head Start, where we can actually provide family services in the home. We also do women, infant, and children services. That's a nutrition and breastfeeding program combined. Works with young mothers, teaching them how to feed their babies correctly and be taught and instructed in proper breastfeeding techniques. We provide a huge amount of medical assistance transportation throughout the county. We contract with a lot of local transportation providers like Medvan and HealthRide and some of the private cab companies. We do drug and alcohol prevention and education in the schools. And we've recently started services to veterans where we're assisting them with when they're homeless and in a local shelter run by another agency, providing them with personal products and helping them make the transition out of the shelter into a suitable apartment. So CAP agencies are pretty diverse. They're set up very similar, but they may have similar programs. You might see a WIC program in 5 or 6 counties, and you may see a CAP agency that doesn't do it at all because maybe some other agency does it. We're always looking for new programs and adding our services to the individuals in the county.
Diverse is an understatement. You guys cover the gamut.
Yeah, we do a lot of different things. And I think one of the big things, Jessica, is that a lot of people may know one of our programs, but they don't realize it's under the umbrella of Community Action. So sometimes this is good to do radio interviews and PR statements, so people start to understand they're all connected to one major agency. Sometimes the umbrella agency gets lost in the shuffle, but, you know, the program's the more important one that they're concerned with.
How many folks does Community Action Partnership employ, and how many members are on your board of directors?
Technically, we employ about 160 employees right now. That can change. It's sometimes been as high as maybe 170, 175, but we have turnover and program transition, so it kind of fluctuates. But right now, we've employed about 160 people. A large part of them are in our early childhood program. As for the board of directors, a lot of CAP agencies have similar structured boards. They're called tripartite boards. It's a 21-member board cut into 3 sections or 3 categories of 7 each. One category is public officials. One category is private individuals or businesses, and the third category is community-based or low-income representatives. So out of that board, you have 7, 7, and 7, and when we recruit new members onto the board, we're always careful what category do they go in. Public officials would be county commissioners, state legislators, controllers, people like that. The private sector would be what it sounds like. It'd be business people, bankers, lawyers, individuals that work privately in the community at a particular business. And the community section would be made up of parents, low-income individuals, people that reside in different geographic areas that represent the clients we serve. So that's how CAP boards are made up. Now, granted, we don't have all 21 people show up for every meeting, but we usually average about half the board showing up, 11, 12, 13, sometimes a little higher. So we always have good representation by having that kind of a diverse board.
Okay, well, tell us about the variety of programs that you currently have in the county. about some veteran services that are included in those programs.
One of our larger programs is our early childhood program. We serve over 488 children in the county. It's formerly been known as the Head Start program that people are familiar with, and these are for children age 4 to get pre-kindergarten services before they get into kindergarten into the public schools. It's very popular. It's been around a long, long time. People are familiar with it. And we've recently expanded our services to include early childhood services where we can actually have family service workers go into the homes and actually work with the younger children in the home, the 2 and 3 year olds, to kind of prepare them as well. So that's kind of exciting. It's a big program. A lot of people are familiar with it and hear a lot about it. One of our other well-noted programs is our WIC program, a Women, Infants, and Children's program. This is predominantly a twofold program. It's a nutrition education for young mothers. Talks a lot about helping them feed their children properly, as well as themselves. And the second part of that is teaching young mothers, and it promotes breastfeeding and teaching them to be involved in proper breastfeeding techniques for their young babies in the early part of their lives. Another major program we have that a lot of people aren't aware of is medical assistance transportation. And probably because of that is we contract out with a lot of the transportation providers in Cambria County, such as MedVan, Health Ride, local cab companies, Cantran, and places like that. And we coordinate a lot of trips for individuals who are going to doctor offices and other type of appointments. And it's a relatively large program. We coordinate a tremendous amount of trips and arrangements. So we have a pretty big program within our community services department that handles that. We also do drug and alcohol prevention education in the schools, at the YMCA, and we run groups here at the agency for youth, high-risk youth, to help them make good choices and better decisions about their lives. And we'll be doing the Red Ribbon Campaign, which is a drug-free program nationally that comes up every October. We're an active part of that. So that'll be coming up, I think, sometime next week, where red ribbons are provided and distributed all through the schools. And it promotes healthy, drug-free lifestyles. We have some other smaller programs that we deal with: housing and rental assistance for individuals, utility assistance when they get shut-off notices and have trouble paying their electric or gas bills. We have a family savings program, which is a kind of a small program, but it helps clients put money back, saves money, and then if they reach a certain goal, the state will match that amount, and they can put it towards something like going back to school or buying a house or things like that. And when you mentioned veteran services, I'm happy to report that in the last year or so, we've kind of gotten into that and started to develop those services. We work with the local Veterans Leadership Organization here in Johnstown, and they run a homeless shelter for veterans, and we have provided personal packets and personal products to these individuals when they're in the shelters to kind of help them get through their shelter stay. And we've expanded our services and applied for funding to try to assist them with proper transition when they come out of the shelter, to help them find a suitable apartment, have, you know, basic furniture, beds, tables, chairs, things like that, so they can kind of get back on their feet and get started again. So CAP agencies are pretty diverse. You might go to another CAP agency and see some of the programs that match up to us, and they may be doing some other things totally different. Some do weatherization and all kinds of different unique programs. But CAP agencies, while they're set up to be similar, their programs will change, and we're pretty diverse in that regard. So a lot of different services, and I think the key thing is that most people know the programs. They may not realize it's a division of Community Action or under the umbrella of Community Action. And that's where, when we promote it, we always let people know, you know, what's the driving force or the driving agency behind all the programs.
Where is your main office located?
We're located at 516 Main Street downtown in Johnstown. That's our main building. We currently own a 6th-floor building where we have different programs on each floor. But then we have satellite centers all through the county. Our WIC program has 2 satellite centers. They have one in Evansburg and one up in Carrolltown. Our early childhood program has multiple centers. We have them in Evansburg. We have a main one here in Johnstown over on Bedford Street. We're up in Salix, Jackson Township, Gallitzin, Cambria Elementary, Admiral Perry up in Evansburg, and hopefully up in northern Cambria here very soon. So those two programs, the early childhood program and the WIC program, have multiple sites out in the county, which helps people that live further out to be able to get access to our services.
How are you funded?
Well, we, as any nonprofit, we have a lot of diverse funding. A lot of the funding comes from the federal government, as you can imagine, and it's passed down through the state and then through the local government. We receive a lot of funding from the Department of Community and Economic Development. We get a lot of funding from the Department of Public Welfare, the Department of Public Education, local county programs, and federal health and human services come down. So, you know, if you look at our budget, it's very complicated because we have probably over 20 or 21 different funding sources that come down through all those programs. And it's not just one pot of money that funds everything. So CAP, the community action agencies, are kind of like a filter, and the funding flows through and then shoots out through specific programs. And then a set amount of money is set aside for this program or this service, and then another set of money is set aside for that program or that service. So a lot of different funding sources, and while it's complicated, it's always difficult. Nonprofits struggle with the funding because they're always looking to either cut the funding due to political changes and shifts, or flat fund it, meaning no increases for several years. And that makes it difficult to run a program because costs go up. You want to give raises to your staff. It's very difficult when you get the same amount of money year after year after year. So, like any other nonprofit, we struggle, and it's hard to make ends meet with limited resources, but we do the best we can.
Any fundraising events coming up?
Yes, the Red Ribbon campaign is not a fundraiser per se, but it's more of a public awareness type of thing. We have done some fundraisers in the past. We did a 5K race last year to promote our agency and have some money. We've raffled off some different items. We're just getting into fundraising, so you'll probably hear more in the future. We post a lot on our website, which is www.capcc.us. We have a link there under the events page, and we tend to put a lot of things up on that or on our homepage. CAP agencies have not traditionally or historically gotten involved in a lot of fundraising. A lot of times we just depend on the governmental contracts and grants that we get. But as we're finding out, it's not enough to make ends meet, so all CAP agencies are starting to fundraise more now. I see us doing more in 2017. We're just kind of getting started with fundraising, and hopefully we'll get some big events out there that'll promote the agency and people will be willing to donate. We do have a link on our website if anybody wants to donate to the agency or any of our programs. There's a link there where they can do that.
And can anyone volunteer if they would like to?
Yes. Depending on the program they want to volunteer in, there may be specific requirements. For example, if they want to volunteer in our early childhood program, then they have to have the appropriate clearances, child abuse, criminal, FBI. I mean, as you can imagine, in our society today, the expectations are high. So, yes, anybody can volunteer, and we have a link on our website for them to click on that and notify us. But depending on what program they want to volunteer in, there may be different requirements for them to meet in order to do so. It's difficult just to bring volunteers in large numbers. And because our services are so specific and diverse, it just depends, like I said, what they want to volunteer in. But we do have volunteers in our early childhood program, in our WIC program, and we welcome volunteers in the other programs as well, should they be suitable and match up. And we're able to utilize them. We just don't want to bring volunteers in and have them do little or nothing. You know, that defeats the purpose. But if there's a real need for it, we definitely kind of promote that. And we do use volunteers a lot. They're in the WIC program, they're in the classrooms with early childhood, and they serve a vital point.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. It's been a pleasure talking with you about the Community Action Partnership of Cambria County and all that you do to help the people of the community. It's good to know that folks have some place to go for help.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. We like to think of ourselves as kind of the best-kept secret in Cambria County, so anytime I can do a radio interview or a newspaper article promoting our services. It just informs the public a lot more about what we do and who we are. So thanks for inviting me and letting me have an opportunity to do this today.
We've been talking with Jeffrey Vaughn, Executive Director of the Community Action Partnership of Cambria County. This has been Sunday Magazine, a weekly public affairs presentation of this station. I'm Jessica Taylor.